For people who smoked pot when it was part of what was called the counterculture, Colorado is looking more and more like an alternate universe. With legislation this year, weed has gotten respectable. What was once the product of organized crime is now called an industry. As if to add an exclamation point, this November, Aspen will host the inaugural Cannabis Grand Cru. Think food and wine for pot. Anthony Dittman is in charge of the event. What we are witnessing, says Dittman, is the mainstreaming of marijuana.
Yeah, it really is. We're excited to produce an elevated event. There's a lot of cannabis events out there, and I think they all have their place. But as I have told other people, I don't think it's any secret that we're modeling ourselves after the Food and Wine Classic in Aspen. And we may be slightly ahead of our time, but ultimately, I think if you look at the industry and where it's heading, and you see the different strains and types of cannabis that are out there, it's almost like walking into a wine shop at this point. So we're really trying to create that atmosphere. We want to have a premium event, an intimate event, and that's how we're starting our inaugural event off this November in Aspen.
Who's your audience for this? Is it people who have smoked marijuana for a while and they're familiar with it? Is it people that are new to marijuana?
It's definitely all of the above. I think there's an opportunity for people that have had a lifelong relationship with cannabis to essentially come out of the closet and gather up a few of their friends and head to Aspen for a weekend and really have not only an educational experience, but an entertaining experience and be able to bond with friends. You know, maybe it was something they did in high school and now they're professionals. We really are trying to cater to professionals.
In your view, is cannabis really like a spirit or like a wine? And is that really what's happening before our eyes here?
Yeah, I truly do believe that. I think it should be embraced that way. I think there's a long way to go for people to truly embrace it. I think people are still reminiscent of reefer madness. And once people get ideas in their head, it's difficult to break them. But ultimately, I do feel that way.
So being on the forefront, are you kind of inventing things as you go? I mean, how the Food and Wine Classic, you know, it's pretty obvious. You work with certain vintners year after year after year. This is all kind of new. What are you experiencing?
Yeah, it is exciting. It's new. We are essentially making this up as we go. We've got steering committees and industry experts. We've got Jordan Lewis from Silver Peak Apothecary in town helping us out. We've got Morgan Carr out of Denver who runs the Wellspring Collective and a couple of other high-level sponsors that are guiding us on this adventure. For folks in the industry to say to us, wow, it's great that you guys are doing this. You guys are event people. You've done events all over the world, including in Aspen. And we're really excited to jump on board with you, knowing that you're going to create an organized event that we can all be proud to be a part of.
As this rolls out in Colorado and Washington State, all of the other states, I'm sure, are looking this way to see how things work out. I suspect you'll be in a good position when some other states come on board with legalized recreational marijuana.
That's certainly our goal. We want to grow this thing, but we want to grow it smartly and efficiently and effectively and safely from a business perspective, whether you're involved with cannabis business or not. It's a renaissance. It's a new business industry. And since .com, there might not be anything out there that's comparable to what's happening right now with cannabis.
All right. Anthony, thank you so much for taking the time.
My pleasure. Thank you, Roger.
Anthony Dittman is CEO of Blue Sugar Productions. The company is hosting the Cannabis Grand Cru in Aspen this November. Details are at aspenpublicradio.org. I'm Roger Adams, Aspen Public Radio News.